This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's get right to it with Congressman John Larson from the 1st District here on Brian & Company. A lot to talk about. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on the program. We really appreciate it. The spending
Happy
bill.
To do so.
The spending bill. I mean, I don't even know. It's frustrating for me. It must be frustrating for you. Like, why? I thought, you know, my civics class, I thought you do a budget once a year, and then you do a budget once a year. Like, this stuff is getting, I mean, it's not even annoying. It's past that. I mean, now we're going to have this fight again before Christmas.
Well, right. And what's really annoying is that, you know, when you look at the final vote and you see that it's 341 in favor of not shutting down the government and 82 opposed, you wonder, what are the 82 thinking? That how is shutting down the government helpful, especially when you're going to shut down our military? You're going to shut down Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid to people that are, depending upon this. So it makes, as you pointed out at the outset, this incredible. And what is this? People go, well, what is a continuing resolution? That's just keeping funding at fiscal year 2024 levels. To your point, we will come back in the lame duck session, an appropriate name, because it is very lame, as you point out, that we haven't taken up the budget for 2025 to pass that. And, of course, all those same vital programs that we just went over, and there are many more, as you know, are what at stake. So hopefully, and the good news here is that, and you got to give, I want to give Mitch McConnell some credit here, saying, you know, he was the one who opposed Trump and said, look, this is not a good thing. You know, you shouldn't shut down the government at the request of a presidential candidate because it'll create chaos and make him look better. This is about the American people. This is our job. This is about our military. This is about, you know, Social Security, Medicare, and, you know, 70 million people alone on Social Security, Brian.
Well, you brought up Social Security. We're talking with John Larson, sure. Congressman of the 1st District. You know, Trump's brought up a couple of times now, on tax proposals, I guess. I don't think they're proposals. I think he's just throwing stuff out there. But about taking away taxes on Social Security for seniors.
Sure.
I'm curious if you wanted to comment on that proposal.
Oh, absolutely. Well, since we've had the bill when he was president, he never commented on it then when the bill was in front of him and, you know, cut. It's bad that individuals, it's wrong that you should pay taxes on your Social Security. And for many people, Brian, as you know, they continue to work after they've retired from a job or take on it, and most of the time because they need that money to survive. The average Social Security recipient, a male gets $18,000, a female gets $14,000.
But should we be taxing it?
No, absolutely not. But what Trump and his proposal doesn't do is pay for it. So if you don't pay for it, and as Biden does, and what we call for in our bill is to lift the cap on people that are making over $400,000.
Right. Then you get slammed for raising taxes, though. I mean, that's the cyclical argument.
Well, right, but they would be. But it's really not a tax; it's an insurance policy. But that's another issue. But having said that, shouldn't those people pay the same thing that a person making $35,000, $50,000, $70,000, $100,000 pay? You pay out through the entire year into your Social Security.
Yeah.
For many of them, they either avoid it through a FICA loophole, which we have a bill that closes, or they don't pay at all, or they pay the very first day of the year. I mean, Bill Gates is done paying January 2nd. His Social Security retirement is through. So not to pay for it means that money would come out of the existing trust fund, which is already has a problem. We could spend a whole show, and I think it'd be worth it, honestly.
You have an open invitation to come in, Congressman Larson. You can come in anytime. We'll talk about it for
absolutely
a whole hour. I want to ask you, though, like,
sure,
you know, because Trump's proposing no taxes on tips, no taxes on Social Security, no taxes on overtime. And your point is, what about the pay-fors? And, you know, it's not a sexy issue. You can't really win elections on it right now, but the debt and deficit, I think, is under discussed, and I'm just curious because everyone wants to add and add and add and create more programs. But are you and your colleagues, I don't know if whether it be the caucus or whomever, I mean, is there any concern about the debt and the deficit?
Oh, absolutely. And so the whole thing is, if you're going to be focusing, as I have, on Social Security, you can't continue to run up the debt. Even though Social Security, and I don't think the public completely understands this, is in a separate trust. And so that trust is, you know, you can't touch that trust. And so that's the good news. The bad news is that it's been over 50 years since Congress has adjusted that trust. And suffice it to say, a few changes have happened since Richard Nixon was president of the United States. So we need to both go in, and only Congress can do this, Brian. It's not anything that can be done through executive order or that the Supreme Court is going to act on, but Congress needs to go in and, in this case, fund the programs. And just by lifting that cap on people over 400,000, we get to expand programs. We get to repeal weapon GPO. We get to provide that tax cut to individuals, but it's paid for because now all Americans are contributing to the Social Security Fund. And when people learn this, they're really mortified. They say, you mean they're not paying into it? I said, in many cases, they're paying nothing or they're done paying on January 2nd.
Congressman Larson, first of all, we always appreciate the time. And you do have an open invitation. I mean, Courtney's coming in on Monday for an hour. You know, we'd love to have you in and talk about this stuff in more detail. Now, you know, I haven't had much dealing with your opponent. We talked to Larry Lazor a lot in the last cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You're 76, you know, seems to be in good health. Is any thought to when you're going to retire, or do you consider it at all?
How can you retire if you're trying to pass legislation that we've been working on for close to a decade that Congress hasn't touched in more than 53 years? That is essential to 70 million Americans. My focus is on getting the job done legislatively. And I think as long as you're producing in your job and what you're bringing back to the district and the state, I mean, $9.9 billion, almost $10 billion in federal funding that came back to the state of Connecticut and then into our respective municipalities, I think most people would say, well, I think he's doing his job. And as long as I'm healthy and focused, and we got to get this done on Social Security, you work in Congress to gain positions of seniority so that you can be in a position to do something constructive for your constituents. I will be the chair, if we're in the majority, of the Social Security Subcommittee, and we'll be pushing this to the floor for a vote.
So you think we might actually, if it's an if, and there's a lot of things going on, we got to go. But I mean, you think this, you can get it to the floor in the next Congress?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we got to run. Congressman, maybe set it up with Joey and your people. We'd love to have you in before the election. It'd be great.
Thanks. Love to do it.
Congressman John Larson joining us here on Bryan and Company.